Yes, thank you, Chairman, and good morning, everybody, as well. Good morning to the interpreters. Yeah, thank you very much for all the work done on Unified Railway Law and also for this progress in the ad hoc session. But OTIF would like to recall the joint declaration on the promotion of Euro-Asian rail transport and activities towards Unified Railway Law signed in 2013. This declaration is the basis for the new convention, and it was clearly limited to the Euro-Asian rail transport of goods. Euro-Asian transport must be emphasized. Secondly, we would like to recall the decision of the General Assembly of OTIF in 2021 at its 15th session. We already informed SC2 of the decision in 2021. The General Assembly, among other matters, supported the formation and adoption of an interface law between COTIF CIM and SMGS to facilitate international rail freight transport between Europe and Asia. However, this interface law must not conflict with the CIM unified rules. The keywords in this decision are once again between Europe and Asia, interface law between COTIF CIM and SMGS, and last but not least, that there should be no conflict with the CIM unified uniform rules. Thirdly, it should be recalled that COTIF is incorporated into the internal law of the member states of OTIF and that these members have primary legal obligations under COTIF. In conclusion, as can be seen from the declaration and the OTIF decision cited, there is a clear international will to find a solution that reduces the negative effects of the existing fragmentation. However, this must be clearly stated in the new convention, otherwise there is a real risk that a third international legal regime will emerge, which will only lead to further fragmentation and complexity. Thank you very much.